You know I love HBCUs. And on the phone with me right now, from Spelman, the president, Dr. Mary Schmidt Campbell, and from Morehouse College, the president, Dr. John Wilson Jr. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And my HBCU presidents have signed a call for peace and unity letter in response to the recent violence in which they proposed the first ever HBCU National Symposium on Gun Violence. Talk to me.
Well, I'll go first. And, you know, Tom, I think we should start by just thanking you for your steadfast commitment to and advocacy for HBCU. You have for many years been a one-man PR firm for black colleges, and we're grateful for what you do. Second, Dr. Campbell and I want to give a nod to Tashni Dubroy, president of Shaw University, and Michael Sorrell, president of Paul Quinn College, who actually led this effort to generate this letter. So we give a nod to them for their leadership as well. It was important for us to speak out. Everybody knows what was going on in the country. And in particular, at Morehouse, it comes out of our history and tradition to speak out. Our most distinguished graduate is Dr. King, of course, the king of nonviolence. And both Morehouse and Spelman are grounded in Christianity. So we're guided and saved by the Prince of Peace. So there are a couple of forces behind us. Just taking a step out there to do something positive for the nation.
And so let me ask you this, Dr. Campbell, what does this mean in terms of this call for peace and unity and this symposium that you all are talking about, the over 30 presidents of HBCUs are calling for?
Well, you know, first, let me just echo what John said about Tom. You know, we are so grateful for you for recognizing the value of HBCUs. And to build on what John just noted is that, you know, the student movement was born on the campuses of the AUC colleges, and the students there were translated their intellectual capital into action that changed the city of Atlanta forever. And I think that reminding ourselves of that, reminding ourselves of the convening power that we have as colleges, you know, bringing our colleges together, bringing our student voices together to understand that there are actions that we can take to change. Our social justice system needs to be completely overhauled. Our colleges, you know, and universities produce a significant number of our black attorneys and judges and legislators. So we have real power to really transform our country as it is.
So Dr. Wilson,
we've done it in the past, so we can do it again.
So Dr. Wilson and Dr. Campbell, what's the call to action?
I think that's why you have a summit.
Sorry. Yeah. The call to action is stated in the letter. We are going to have being organized right now as a national symposium. We're going to be doing things on our respective campuses. We're kind of always doing that. We're going to have my Morehouse classmate, Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, on campus later this month. We're going to have other symposia later in the fall. So we're going at this, and we're kind of always engaged in the public square. When you recognize the statistics that drive this concern, the leading cause of death in black male teens 15 to 19 is gun violence. The rate that black men die as a result of guns is twice that of whites, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's just it's out of control now. The president
really
of the United States has recognized it, and we've recognized it.
So will you all do something individually on each campus and then come together for a larger event? Is that how you're looking at this now?
Well, I think having a summit is to, as I said, to call together the campuses to bring some voices into the conversation that have been working on this. And through this summit, to come up with some action items, some solutions that we can actually realize.
A lot of HBCU parents have been concerned about the gun violence that has happened on my beloved HBCU campuses and off campus recently in the past year. I haven't ever remember hearing so many gun violence on HBCU campuses as I have in the last year or so. How are my schools addressing that?
Well, I think it's you know, Morehouse and Spelman, thankfully, have not been, I have not experienced that. As we know, some other campuses, black and white, have. It's not unique to HBCUs. We feel that we have a student embrace at Morehouse. We have a kind of no-nonsense about violence. And we take that very seriously. A lot of our students are involved in the Black Lives Matter movement in particular, but as well as some other movements around the city and around the region. Other movements basically referring to educational efforts, efforts to feed the hungry. So we're always engaged, Tom, and I think you know that has been the heart of the matter for HBCU. And I think this is the first time, certainly the first time since I've been president, but the first time I've been aware that HBCUs have come together to try to converge our collective brain power around an issue like this. And just stay tuned. Of course, there'll be things going on our campus individually. I just said that, but jointly as well.
Well, I'm here to help.
Well, you certainly have been helpful in more ways than one. I think it's also important to add that fundamentally what we do, which is to educate tens of thousands of young Black men and women, is fundamental to any development in our communities. And the more that we can strengthen that pipeline, that K through 16 pipeline, the more we can reduce the prison pipeline. All of those are fundamental to what we do, our fundamental educational mission. And that's an important part of the conversation. And we do that with a fraction of resources, with outcomes that no other colleges and universities in the country can realize.
All right. Dr. Campbell, I have a Fulbright scholar who starts.
Yes, you do.
That starts at Spelman.
You got another wonderful young
Thank
woman
you.
Coming your way.
Yes, we do. Yes we do. We sent one your way, Fulbright.
Yes, you are an incredible supporter of our young women, and they go on and do incredible things. So this is the kind of support that ultimately will reduce that kind of violence in our community.
And we've had maybe two, maybe three Fulbright scholars at Morehouse.
And we are grateful. We're grateful for them and grateful for you, too.
Love to do it. Love to
yes,
do it.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. Wilson, have
thank
a good
you,
day at Morehouse. Dr. Campbell, President of Spelman, have a good day. Thanks for all
thank you
do.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.